Amateur filmmakers in New York and Minneapolis are scrambling this weekend to make short movies on tight budgets. On Friday night, teams participating in the 48-hour film project were given the name of a character, a line of dialogue, and a prop to use in the movies they make. Team representatives drew lots to pick genres. By this evening, they have to turn in a completed short film. Last year, a group calling itself The Fuzz won the Washington, D.C. 48-hour film project. They pooled their talents again last month. Director Joe Brunzak agreed to wear a microphone and to share the experience.
Team members gather on Friday night at a place called The Warehouse. A randomly drawn character is to be S. Baxter, professional photographer. The line of dialogue is, "You know I love the..." and you have to fill in the blank. The prop is a rubber duck. We draw the genre, and the winner is horror. We need to get a fast start. About a dozen of us collect at the home of Dan Wolf. He's a buddy of mine, and he's producing the film. The immediate task is daunting. How do you get a rubber duck into a horror movie? We start at 7:30, and the brainstorming session stretches late into the night. At first, it amounts to little more than a smattering of loose ideas. Finally, from the back of the room, television technician John Hyder has a eureka moment.
The murderer is the photographer, but he's got a hostage tied up, but you never see the murderer. You see what I'm saying? You can see the flash going off, and he's asking him, he's talking to him. So how does it feel not to have eaten for 3 days? Maybe call it paparazzi or something?
Right. How do you like this?
Where now? How do you like to have your picture taken?
Or yeah, we could.
He wakes up when he's coming out of it, and all of a sudden hands are hanging his credentials around his neck.
Oh, baby.
You are a madman.
Okay, I think we have our killer.
I'll do it. It'll be fun. Yeah, I gotta say, we brothers never get to control anybody. We're always dead by the opening credits.
John becomes our antagonist. He's perfect. He's intimidatingly large. The role of the victimized paparazzo, S. Baxter, goes to Ed Lee. He's a natural performer and a bit of a ham. Both John and Ed are inventive and funny and, best of all, friendly. And that'll come in pretty handy in the 40 hours ahead. By 10 p.m., we all leave the writers, Beth Silver and Laura Bergheim, to hammer out our script. Even before they begin writing, I'm dying to see the idea on the page. I'm a very visual person. If somebody tells me a story, I might look off into space, but it's not because I'm a bad listener. I'm just watching that movie of their story in my head. But right now, the only thing I can do is go home for 4 hours of restless sleep. Saturday, 5:30 a.m. Saturday. I take a few moments to pull myself together, and then I check my email for the first draft of the script.
Okay. Well, there's no script in my email box, so... Hopefully the ladies are still working diligently. Okay. Well, I'm sure it'll be there. You know, that's the cool thing, though, is that as I think about the day ahead, tomorrow at 7, we will have a film. It's just kind of neat to know that we'll have this thing that we've all worked on together, but right now... absolutely no idea what to expect. You know, we're still waiting for the script. Let me check again, actually. Hey, all right, there it is. 5:48 is what she writes. Here it is. We've taken our best shot based on tonight's session. We even added a little extra rough stuff for our boy Joey. Good. Feel free to slash and burn at will. After all, we're both married, but not to this script. Beth and Laura, a.k.a. The Screen Gems. P.S. Props and special effects list to follow. P.P.S. Crap, we hear birds chirping. Okay.
56 is in what?
I get to the set at 7 a.m. The 48-hour film project is a shoestring operation. People are great about giving their time, props, whatever else the film needs. A few of the crew members have donated the television studio where they work. Our actors, John and Ed, begin setting up the lights. I get roped into moving enormous backdrops across the studio floor.
Jeez. Yeah, Spielberg does this all the time.
A few hours later, cast and crew members assemble around a conference table for a script read-through.
It's showtime, baby. Come on, show me what you got. Come on, Baxter. Time to wake up. I need you to show me some energy. I can't do this alone.
The film has to be tight, fast. Some lines are wordy. We cut every word that's not needed. Some of the dialogue says what we intend to show, so that stuff gets cut too. Copies of the revised script are printed. The actors and I return to the set. We're already way behind schedule. We quickly set up how the movement will work in our first scene.
What if I just rough him up a little bit? I mean, I think that would probably work just as well. I mean, yeah, give him a kidney shot. But then people say, well, how do you punch him through the back of the chair?
Hit the chair.
Right. Then it'll, I can hit the chair hard.
It'll make a sound.
Let me try. Let me see. Let me
and
try
you just go, oh!
Right there. Right, right. Okay, here you go, Ed. And now something feels. Oh! Yeah.
Nice.
Did I hit you that hard?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But it looked good, though, didn't it?
It did.
For the art, man. It's about the art.
He hit me in the chest.
Take one for the team.
Once more with feeling.
Okay. Get ready for anything on that. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, everybody, 5 minutes till we're on the set, please. 5 minutes. It's now 1:45.
Okay, 5 minutes was wishful thinking. Over 60 minutes later, we finally roll tape on our first wide shots.
All right, so, John, we're going to try and take it as far as we can go. Both of you, okay, guys? All right, master shot, take one. Action. Camera.
This is going to be my best shoot ever.
Oh.
It's showtime. Wake up. I need your full attention. I won't do this alone.
When is this going to be over?
It's up to you. It's always been up to you.
Me? Why me?
Is this the part where the vulture thing comes in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just pick it up from there. I
wasn't sure. I thought about it. Okay.
This is John Hyatt's first experience as an actor. He's been handed a very demanding role. I worry about the actors maintaining their intensity. But at the same time, I have to keep up the momentum. You get to the point where you don't want folks to eat or go to the bathroom because it stops everything. It's a delicate balance. And 12 hours into shooting, confusion rules. And eventually, tempers flare.
Hey, Joe, what time is it?
Will it be enough? It's about
8:56.
Oh.
John, hold them there.
John, you got somewhere to be?
No. Just looking to take five here.
What do you mean,
no,
take
you're
five?
Not. We're doing a different shot now.
Yeah, we're totally we're doing a different shot.
Well, I'm saying, everybody's saying, no one's saying, John, I need you to do this. It's like, okay, what am I doing with the damn mirror? What's the point to the mirror? Boom, where does the lipstick come in? Does it come in? See, nobody's thought about that yet.
We're thinking about it now, John.
Okay.
We're going through it right now. We're all
on the seat of our pants here. Okay? So, yeah, it's a good question. We're figuring it out. So let's work together. Let's figure it out.
We rush too fast through many of the remaining shots. John's been playing the villain too long. Ed has had his hands tied behind his back for most of the day. That's left him in quite a bit of pain.
Okay, this is 2203.
This is,
it's the last thing.
It's not the last thing.
Walk with me, Lord.
Okay.
Our 6-page script is beginning to feel like Citizen Kane. I swear someone keeps adding pages when I'm not looking. Principal shooting finally ends at 11:30 p.m. Saturday, 16 and a half hours after the day began and much later than anyone expected. Cast and crew are excused. I'm not so lucky. I stick around to help out with the editing.
Ha! Ha! Time to wake up! Time for you. Ha! Ha! Time to wake up! Time for you to show me what you're made of. I won't go through this alone.
When is this going to be over?
Good question. I've been hearing that all night. It's taunting.
We work through the night. We abandoned vanity a long time ago. By this time, we have 2-day beards. At least the guys do. Our clothes are rumpled, and the smell is best not described on the radio. I've only been able to steal an hour or two of sleep. When members of the crew begin to return at 8 Sunday morning, the movie is in rough draft form. It's now officially titled Photo Finish. We edit through the morning, refining the shot selections, adding sound effects and soundtrack music.
I'm going to give you one more shot. Because I want the rest of the world to see you just like this.
By early afternoon, it's time to get fresh eyes in the film. My producer, Dan Wolf, offers a few suggestions, along with production assistants Chaz Walker and Sarah Johnston. One shot in particular bothers Dan. It's after our antagonist has smeared lipstick all over his victim's face.
And the only shot that, again, might be over the top for me is the mirror shot. But it's a cool shot, but again, it might seem a little...
Could you cut it a little bit?
Laughy.
Well, like, I already cut it. I took out the close-up.
Oh. Oh, what?
See, I think it shouldn't be funny.
Yeah, but I've been laughing through this whole thing for days.
I know you have.
I mean,
that,
it doesn't mean anything that I laughed at.
Laughs, I think.
We laugh to break the tension, and because we're out of our minds from lack of sleep. But everyone's well aware of the deadline. It's now 6:30 Sunday evening, 1 hour to go. A few more tweaks and we have a film that we can be proud of. Or at least a film we can get rid of. I jam a videotape in the recorder and begin dubbing the film from the computer. But about 5 minutes in, we hit a snag.
Our tape is too short.
Shh.
We had a 5 minute tape and we got a 6 minute project.
After a frantic scramble, Dan finally finds another tape. I slam it into the machine and hold my breath, and we nervously wait for the credits to stop rolling.
Come on, eject. Eject.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Buzz. May the force be with you guys.
Later.
Good luck.
Thanks.
May the traffic go your way.
It's like something out of a bad chase scene.
Where are we going?
I guess we're taking the Inspire now.
All right.
We're in suburban Virginia, and we have to get to Washington, D.C. That's a drive that should take 20 minutes. Nobody wants to chance it. I'm clutching the videotape. Chaz comes along for the spectacle of it all. And Dan's behind the wheel.
Okay, Toyota. Take me home, baby.
It's right now it's 7:04 on Sunday.
7:07.
And
I'm synced up to the game clock.
Okay. All right. So we even last a few minutes. And anyway, all movies are due at 7:30. So obviously we're running really tight here as we're coming up on what could be the worst part. We'll see what happens. But so far, so good. Okay, we're officially in the District of Columbia. So traffic is still moving. This guy's, jeez. Man, that was close. God, I'm going to sideswipe this over there. Maybe they're another entrant.
We approach the first of two off-ramps that could either take us directly into downtown or directly out of town into Maryland. Of course, there aren't any signs. So I have to make the call as navigator. Take the first exit.
Oh, this is sixth.
Yeah.
So we got 15 minutes to go 2 blocks.
You want
to
get a beer?
Sure.
We made it. Official time, 7:17 p.m. 13 minutes to spare. We'd later find out that 13 teams missed the deadline. For us, the point of the 48-hour film project is not to win, which we didn't. The point is to push ourselves creatively. We all considered ourselves, at some point in our checkered careers, the next Francis Ford Coppolas, and we got sidetracked. Actually, completing a short film like this is a way to recapture some of that enthusiasm. Even if it's only 6 minutes long, and our friends are the only ones who ever see it, it's still one more film than 99% of the other would-be filmmakers in the world will ever make. For a brief, concentrated time, old friends got together to create one more memory. It's worth a weekend.
That's Joe Brunzak, director of Photo Finish and member of the filmmakers collective The Fuzz. To see their movie, Photo Finish, and to find out how they worked a rubber duck into the film, visit our website at npr.org. Our story on the 48-hour film project was produced by Phil Harrell, with thanks to Burke Hunn. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story from today's show or previous shows online at npr.org. Just click on Audio Archives. This is NPR.